Hi, Ken here. In nearly all of our podcasts, you hear students asking questions and their interaction with me. Many listeners find these exchanges illuminating because what is being asked is often exactly what is on their minds. If you find these conversations helpful, please make a donation at unfetteredmind.org/donate so we can maintain and expand our website. Thanks.
Unfettered mind. Distractions, distractions, distractions.
Beside you, on the other side. Right. And what's your name? Just your first name.
Vic.
Vic, okay. And just hold the mic like a lollipop.
Yes, sir.
No, if you have it so it's straight in front of you.
Like this?
Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right. My question is, even though this is my first time coming to meditation, I have tried doing it on my own a few times in the morning. But as soon as I wake up, I have a war in my head. I have severe anxiety about everything I have to do, places I have to be, people I resent, things that are bothering me. Am I going to be late for this? How's the traffic going to be? I can't calm myself to sit and meditate. And just like it happened today, the beginning, for the first few minutes, I was able to sustain my breathing or concentration on breathing for maybe 15, 20 seconds at a time. But as time went by, my lapses where I was thinking about everything that I need to do and what's going on in my life and everything else started being 4 minutes, 5 minutes before I could pull myself back and start concentrating again. So I do know that I am in a program where meditation is highly suggested, and I want to really get into the habit of it. But I don't know how to start in the mornings and sort of get myself to sit and not worry about being late for something, because I'm never really late anyway. I have a bit of an OCD too, so I have multi issues. So
you sound like the white rabbit.
Yeah, I'm a winner.
Okay. Well, what kind of work do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I work for a magazine.
Oh, high pressure publishing.
Oh, yeah, advertising.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yes, definitely. All right. Well, seconds? That's good. What's your secret?
As I was breathing, I was imagining a balloon sort of like expanding, like
a pink
balloon.
Oh, I got to try that. Oh, I like that. Okay, now. There's a teacher in the eastern part of America, Virginia, I think, who's a Sri Lankan. His name is Henapolo Gunaratna. And I heard him once, afternoon workshop with him, when he teaches meditation, it's like a string quartet playing. It's so clear, just so beautiful. In one of his books, he says, after a while, when you practice meditation, you will discover that you are completely and irretrievably crazy. Your mind is a gibbering mad house on wheels, rushing pell-mell down a hill, completely out of control. Don't worry. You are no crazier than you were yesterday. The only difference is, now you know it. Now, what you're describing is the first experience you have when you start meditating. From your description, there is absolutely nothing wrong. This is most people's first experience. There are a few people who they sit down, their mind becomes quiet. We aren't even going to talk about that. I can say the same for me. I started trying to practice meditation when I was at university, and then I went to India. You know how long I could last? Just take a guess. I was a little bit better than that. 1 minute. And that was it. That was a tough minute, too. I couldn't sit still at all. I mean, literally. It wasn't that I had lots of thoughts. I couldn't sit for more than 1 minute. I had to get up and do something else then. What's really important here, and this is what I was trying to demonstrate with this. By now, we've heard all of these things about meditation. It's so quiet, the mind's quiet, it's peaceful, it's open. Just forget all of that, okay? Meditation is much more like going down into the basement where you haven't been for, you know, two or three centuries. And there are a few things down there, you know. There's some boxes, lots of boxes. None of them have ever been opened for a very long time. And then there are cockroaches and spiders and all kinds of other things. Cobwebs, all kinds of stuff. And you go down and think, oh, I'm going to be nice and quiet down here. And you know, the stuff, and all of the stuff is there. And you never knew it. So here you are, you sit down in meditation, and you find, oh, I'm a very anxious person. And as you said so beautifully yourself, you know, I'm worried about being late, but I'm never late for meetings. Well, that's pretty good that you're never late for meetings. Why do you worry about it? Well, there's probably some very deep answers to that question. We don't need to go into them this evening. But there's the worry, which, by your own experience and by your own testimony, is completely baseless. But that's the kind of thing that happens to us, isn't it? So, I'm going to give you an instruction which I came up with actually fairly recently, and I found it very helpful. And that is, whatever happens when you sit to meditate, I just want you to ask one question. How can I experience this and be at peace at the same time? Okay, so let's take your anxiety to start with. Oh, I'm feeling anxious. How can I experience this anxiety and be at peace at the same time? What happens when I ask you that question?
I would not know how to start.
Well, start right now. So there is.
Would have to imagine it's the last day of my life and just say, okay, screw it.
Great! That's wonderful! That's another practice. That's super. Okay, so do that. Does that work?
Ultimately, when I'm catastrophizing, which is something I do constantly, is how can I be sitting here in my living room for 10 minutes when there's so much to do, and, you know, got to be on the freeway screaming at somebody.
You have to be on the freeway. You don't have to be screaming at them.
Right, but I do finally have to say, I have to take the extreme impossibility to calm myself and then enjoy it. So I'm thinking that with meditation I would have to do the same thing.
Well, that's where you're going to start. You know, and sometimes extreme measures are necessary. But I love that. You have to pretend that it's the last day of my life, so screw it. I mean, I'm going to use that. I have a different version. I have a different version, but I like yours better. You know. I mean, my version is, and we can just do this together right now, is okay. So you have all of this stuff in your life, okay. We have 30 seconds to live. Notice how quickly the room becomes quiet? And that's how it is with death. And we say, okay, it's over. Then the what is really important becomes evident very quickly. And all of this other stuff, it just vanishes. So I love this, you know. It's the last day of my life, so screw up. Good. So now you've got your first meditation practice. Okay? Now, that's going to last for 15 to 30 seconds. And then all of the other stuff is. But you will have experienced something in that 15 or 30 seconds, right? They say, oh, so now you know that there is another possibility. Now, you know what everybody does at that point? They try to hold on to that possibility. They try to bring it back. They try to make it longer. And you know what? Doesn't work. You just have to do it again. And so you're going to feel the momentum that keeps you anxious, that keeps you wound up. And here I'm going to quote from Thich Nhat Hanh again. And I could also quote from a Zen teacher called Dogen, 12th century Japan. Thich Nhat Hanh says, "The practice of meditation is the study of what is going on. What is going on is very important." That's exactly what you're describing. When you sit down to meditate, you start to experience what's actually going on in you. This anxiety, this hot tightness, the franticness and worry about everything. And that's what makes your life restless and consumes a tremendous amount of energy in your life, I imagine. So it's very important. But as you keep coming back to that, and I want you to use the question that I posed to you, how can I experience this and be at peace at the same time? So there's the anxiety. How can I be at peace with it? Well, your answer was wonderful. Screw it. It's the last day of my life. And allows you to experience the anxiety, but not really do anything with it. Did you follow? And that's the start. Right there. It's not about getting rid of these things, but about being able to experience them and not have to do something about them. Do you see the difference? And that's it. That's a really, it's a subtle difference, but it's a huge one. Okay. You ever get angry? Oh, I'll take that as a yes. Okay. So, we can all do this together. So think of something that over the last, 24 hours, and if you have to stretch it, 48, that made you angry. You got something? Oh, yeah. Hey, he's such an easy person to work with. I love him. Okay. So call that to mind, and then ask yourself the question, how can I experience this anger and be at peace at the same time? And remember the secret instruction that we got. Screw it. It's the last day of my life. Okay. That may be applicable here. So here we are. There's that anger. How can I experience this and be at peace at the same time? So, what'd you get, Vic?
Well, I guess one of the reasons I finally decided to try this today, even though I've known this was going on for a long time, was because something did happen yesterday, which I've had to live with. And my reaction to it obviously didn't work, which was that I was at a meeting and someone's dog and leash was being caught into everyone's legs, and because I'm temperamental, I happened to be the one that told him off. And he left the meeting, and I felt anxious and bad, and I snapped, and I had a temperament. And didn't come from compassion or understanding or just kind of, you know, told him off in front of everybody, put him on the spot. He ended up leaving. And for me to have to, if I were to go back and sort of be pissed because this guy in my mind was being inconsiderate, to have peace with that temperament of mine, I would and to think that this is my last day, I would understand that it's not personal and have compassion and been more calm, maybe worked with him.
Or would have spoken to him in, at least in a different way.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But, and that's great. I'm interested in when you think, okay, here's this anger that I have. How can I experience it and be at peace at the same time right now? What happens?
Acceptance.
Great.
I did it. I screwed up.
Yeah. Okay, so acceptance.
Accepting yeah. that what's done is done and I yeah. need to move forward.
Yeah. So you begin to see how it works. Is this useful to you? Is this useful to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, okay. I think we have time for one more.
Unfettered Mind retains all rights to these podcasts. If you wish to use part or a whole podcast, please send an email to podcasts@unfetteredmind.org.